Maseches Kilayim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, 5:3. You'll recall in the previous Perek in Mishnah 4:3, we had said that if one has a partition around a vineyard, so it reduces the distance required between the vineyard and planting grains or greens. That is to say, without any partition, the distance required for the Avodah Sekerem, the work area around the Kerem, is 4 amos. However, if one put a fence, a getter, around the vineyard, and let's say it's just right up to the vine, so then one could plant exactly against the other side of the partition, grains or greens, and it would not be a problem of Kilaya Kerem, even though the distance, you know, from a top-down view between the grains growing and the vines could just be a matter of inches. And there's no thickness at all required for the partition, if it's like a wall or fence, as long as it's 10 tfachim high. You know, that's about, let's call it a meter high. Now, then we had a category called the charitz. The charitz was a ditch. And we said if there's a ditch that is going along the edge of a vineyard, that also could act as a effective partition, provided that the ditch is 10 tfachim deep. But now, unlike a fence, which has no requisite thickness, it could be, you know, paper thin, the charitz can't just be like a tiny little crack that goes to the center of the earth because it's nothing. It's not recognizable. It doesn't distinguish or differentiate or separate one area from another area. But if the charitz has a width of 4 tfachim, roughly, you know, a little more than a foot, so then 4 tfachim in width constitutes a rishus all to itself, like in the halachas of Shabbos. So if it's 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide, then it is effective in making a partition, and one could plant on the one side of the charitz, the ditch, the vines, the vineyard, and the other side of the charitz, the ditch, you could plant the grains or greens. What the Mishnah didn't consider before is the status of the charitz itself. May one plant grains or greens inside the ditch? The ditch, of course, since it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, under normal circumstances, would be considered like a domain all to itself, like in the halachas of Shabbos. So the question is, if you have a charitz, but instead of being on the outside of a vineyard, our Mishnah says if the charitz is right in the middle of a vineyard, so there are vines on either side of the ditch, the question is, may one plant grains or greens within that ditch? And the Mishnah says, charitz, if you have a ditch, shu over bekerem, it passes through the middle of a vineyard, amok asara, it is 10 tfachim deep, I think about 91 centimeters deep, v'rachav arba, and it's 4 tfachim. Here, arba'a with a hey again, tfachim, not amos, 4 tfachim, a little more than a foot across. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, im haya mufulash, if it's also contiguous and extends, mirosha kerem vad sofo, from one end of the vineyard to the other end, so it extends the full length of the vineyard. Then, hare ze nira kebein shnei karamim, it is clear that it is a separate domain between two separate kramim. Vizorim besocho, you are permitted to plant grains or greens inside that ditch. So, again, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that if the charitz meets 3 criteria, first, it's 10 tfachim deep. Second, it's 4 tfachim wide. And third, it's mufulash, it extends from one end of the vineyard all the way to the other end of the vineyard. So then, since it's only surrounded on, let's say, 2 sides on either side of the ditch, not on 3 sides or 4 sides, because it goes from end to end, so then one may plant inside that ditch. If, however, it doesn't go from end to end, v'im lav, it doesn't go the whole way across, just goes, let's say, halfway across the vineyard, so it's 10 deep and 4 wide, but not going from end to end, harehu kagas, it has the status of a wine press, that is to say, a place where one gathers the grapes and press on them with his feet, and then they fill up into like a little, like a cistern in the ground, like a holding area in the ground. Now that gas, that pit that holds the wine, could be 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide, but since it's surrounded on, let's say, 3 sides by vines, at least, so then it's considered to be part of the vineyard, and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, one may not plant in such a gas, a hole in the ground, and a charitz, a ditch that doesn't go from end to end, and the vineyard has the same status, one couldn't plant there either. V'hagash v'kerem, as far as the halachas of a pit where one stores the wine press in a vineyard, If it's amuka sara varacha varba, if it is 10 deep and 4 wide, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Zorn Besocha. He's even more makel. This is Rabbi Eliezer, not to be confused with the previous Tana, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. It's a different person. So this Rabbi Eliezer is more makel, more lenient than Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and he holds Zorn Besocha, even if the gas, the hole in the ground, is surrounded on three sides by vines, since it's 10 deep and 4 wide, it has the status of its own domain, and one could plant grains or greens inside the gas. And similarly, one could plant grains or greens inside the charitz, the dish that doesn't go from end to end. However, Rabbi Eliezer would not allow the gas, and the chacham, and the chacham oshim, the chacham also say one may not plant inside a gas, inside a pit in the ground, the wine press. And the lach is like the chachamim, that one may not plant inside a gas in the ground, or a gas, and the chum forbid, even if the charitz goes from end to end. If you have vines on both sides, even there they say one may not plant grains or greens inside the charitz, since it's surrounded on two sides by vines, and that is the halacha. So the chum will agree that a charitz that's 10 deep and 4 tefachim wide can act as a partition, separating a vineyard from grains or greens, but it cannot act as a domain all to itself between two vineyards that one could plant grains or greens inside that charitz, even if it goes from end to end. On the other hand, shomer shebekerem, if one has a guard hill in the vineyard, that is to say, it's gavoa asara, it's a mound on the edge of a vineyard that is 10 tefachim high, v'rachva arba, and it's 4 tefachim or more wide, so that's where like the guard, the human scarecrow would stand in the vineyard to make sure and to protect the vines. So since that, again, is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, it has the halachic status of a zone all to itself. And here, zorn besocha, if that's the girsa, one may plant in it, another girsa is a plant on it. The point is, everyone agrees, one may plant on top of that shomera, that mound in the vineyard, because unlike the case of the gas, which is below ground, and therefore what grows up from within the pit, would be sharing the airspace of the vineyard. This is a mound above ground, so what grows atop the ground is raised above the airspace of the vineyard. It's not part of the vineyard, and clearly visually distinct, and therefore the chum will allow you to plant grains or greens atop of a mound inside or beside a vineyard, provided, again, the mound is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. Vimhaya se'ar kosesh, if, I'll translate figuratively, if there are vines draped over that mound, so then asur, then one can't plant on the mound anymore because the vines are sort of encroached upon it and it's no longer visually distinct. The word se'ar kotesh literally mean if its hair mushes together, hair referring to the vines, the foliage of the vines, and kotesh like katusha, like a mortar and pestle, you grind them together. So kotesh is like that mortar. It's where things get mixed up, like in a mortar and pestle. And therefore, the point is if the vines are draped over and intermingled above on top of the shomera, the mound, then usher, one couldn't plant there anymore because it's become sort of an extension of, conceptually, the vineyard itself. And therefore, one couldn't plant grains or green there because no longer visually distinct. And the halacha follows the chachamim in this mishnah again, which means no planting in a charitz, even if it goes from end to end, no planting in a gas, all the more so. But yes, planting on a mound, as long as it's 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, and doesn't have vines draped over it.